particularly now that the Federation supports the move. And finally, people who have a terminal illness or a family member in palliative care now have another place to turn for help, a website. Doctors, nurses, and counselors provide support and medical advice over the Internet. Healthcare workers in Saskatchewan say the website is especially helpful for people in rural areas. The CBC's Sheila Cameron reports.
The Canadian Virtual Hospice was launched a couple of years ago after a group of palliative care experts realized there was a lack of accurate information across the country. They've now expanded it. Dr. Harvey Chachanov is one of Canada's leading experts in palliative care. He also chairs the Virtual Hospice.
Sometimes just the anonymity of this being a web-based resource may give people a certain level of comfort to be able to share their vulnerabilities with someone that wouldn't otherwise be as comfortable.
Chachanov says anyone in the country can pose questions to a team of experts 24 hours a day. And that's what appeals most to Gloria Sayer, a palliative care nurse in Saskatoon. She says the website is invaluable to small Saskatchewan communities.
A lot of times they want to be in their rural community and feel the same kind of connection and this presence. Somebody is with them on this journey.
Sayer says people with terminal illnesses and their families are taking a much more active role in their health. She says the virtual hospice is a place where they can find accurate information. Dr. Chachanov says it won't replace personal care, but it will provide comfort.
All of us are mortal, and all of us need someone or something to lean on. And our hope is that the Canadian Virtual Hospice is a place that Canadians will come and lean.
The website can be found at www.virtualhospice.ca. Sheila Cameron, CBC News, Regina.
And that's the